This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about candidates running for tribal government seats in the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, preliminary decisions to move some offensive art in the state capitol building, and four people arrested for protesting the proposed Sandpiper Pipeline get their day in court.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Minnesota Chippewa Tribe has released its official list of candidates running for open seats in this year's election. The tribe is made up of six Ojibwe bands: Mille Lacs, White Earth, Fond du Lac, Boys Fort, Grand Portage, and Leech Lake. All six chairman positions are up for grabs, as well as seven other tribal government seats. The Minnesota Chippewa Tribe primary is scheduled for April 5th. The general election is June 14th. There may be some changes to the 148 works of art on display in the state capitol building when it opens in 2017. An advisory committee appointed by Governor Dayton wants to move two iconic paintings because they say they're inaccurate and insensitive portrayals of American Indians. Melissa Townsend tells us more.
There are a number of paintings in the capitol that many Minnesotans find offensive or insensitive toward Native Americans. Out of all these works, the two paintings proposed for relocation are called Father Hennepin Discovering St. Anthony Falls and the Treaty of Traverse des Sioux. These are currently located in the governor's reception room, so they serve as a backdrop for many press conferences and some meetings with outside dignitaries. The painting of Father Hennepin typifies racist perceptions that Indians were savages in need of saving through religious conversion. And the Traverse des Sioux painting includes a bare-breasted Native woman that historians say is inaccurate and many feel is inappropriate. The painting also depicts a peaceful handshake between Dakota and white treaty signers. In reality, there was much acrimony between Dakota and whites at this point, and the treaty itself includes terms whites inserted without the consent of the Dakota. So many people from the public, nine tribal leaders from across the state, and three members of this arts subcommittee appointed by the governor want these paintings taken out of the Capitol completely. Anton Troyer is an Ojibwe professor at Bemidji State University, and he's on the arts subcommittee.
You know, honestly, I was hoping to see a couple of these pieces relocated to the Minnesota Historical Society because they provide better venues for historical interpretation, and because it would provide a deeper, more meaningful symbol about what really belongs in our state capitol.
When this subcommittee voted to remove those paintings and put them somewhere else, like in the Historical Society, that vote failed. Not enough subcommittee members supported the idea. Instead, they voted to move the paintings somewhere else within the Capitol building so they can be presented with more information about the content.
I feel like today's vote was a positive half measure, rather than, you know, everything I was hoping to see.
At this point, the committee's decision is just a recommendation that they will be making to the Capitol Preservation Committee on February 23rd. That body will make the final decision on what happens to the art. For now, we don't know when that decision will be made. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Four protesters were in court recently facing charges stemming from a November protest against the Sandpiper oil pipeline. On November 2nd, organizers say more than 250 people rallied at the Duluth offices of the Enbridge Energy Company. That's the corporation behind the proposed Sandpiper pipeline. Seven people in the group overstayed their welcome and were cited by police for criminal trespassing. Thane Maxwell was one of the seven arrested. He's an organizer with Honor the Earth, an Anishinaabe environmental organization. He says those kinds of actions are necessary because the state's pipeline review process favors the Enbridge Energy Company.
The only chance that the public or citizen groups or tribes, that anybody really gets to talk with them about these projects is inside regulatory hearings where, you know, you're in the midst of a very dysfunctional process with very little opportunity to actually have dialogue.
Maxwell and two others pled not guilty. They face trial on April 1st. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.